top of the key. Look at me shrieking, Rieke. It's 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, 4321-101, 1-800-33-DC-101. Feel free to dial me up at any time for any reason. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Let's take a chance with it. Let's find romance with it. Let's fall in love. I always felt so wacky. By the way, here's an interesting story. A linguist at the Sydney University thinks newcomers to the Australian culture should include a course in swearing. Brian Taylor says profanity is widespread in the land down under, but many of the terms are uniquely Australian, so outsiders might not understand them. And he believes all language courses for foreign students and immigrants should cover swearing. So people will know when they're being cussed at or won't unwittingly use an offensive expression. I remember I was passing through London one time, and I'm sitting there, and it is pretty wacky. Sitting in a London restaurant, and the waiter said, can I get you some balls, sir? And I said, no, thanks, I'm stuffed. And everybody in the place, it was like E.F. Hutton just talked. Everybody stopped everything and stared at me, and someone said, you shouldn't say you're stuffed. You know what I'm saying? I said, what? I'm full. What are you talking? What? What are you talking? So I guess that makes sense. But in America, fortunately, you know, when you're being cursed at in America, you know it. You know what I'm saying? They don't have those, you know, you don't say you're stuffed or whatever it is for meaning you're full. In America, when someone's cursing, it's you. They're in your face.
I know.
Yeah?
That's
yeah, that's it. Or maybe they just look at you. They may not say anything, but you know, when a guy says this to you, he's sick. Yeah, you have the standard derision.
You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
Or sometimes the offhand remark. of course, the best, it's most uniquely American. I guess Australia, they have words that we use in our everyday language that are probably deemed hideous profanity. And I'm trying to think, in America, do we have any words that are uniquely American for cursing somebody out? Oh, there's that one. That's right, I forgot about that. Somebody says something you don't like, you look at him and say,
your mama.
Is it just your mama? Or can you say your mama?
That's your... right. I said your mama.
Your mama. Okay. I just want to be sure on this. And it's used for disdain.
Your mama.
Derision. Or maybe to express a concept that you don't find rational in base.
Your mama.
So let me see if I got this right. Somebody says something untoward to me. Your mama.
That's right. I said your mama.
All right. Well, I'm going to use that. Next time the newspaper called me, Grease, what do you think about the blah? I would say, your mama.
Your mama.
That's right. Next time I'm asked for a comment. The Grease man only replied, your mama. That would be pretty wacky. I wish I'd thought of that. Thank you for that enlightening discourse.